Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Friday, Facebook's initial public offering hit the market. By early this week, it already looks like another Wall Street disaster. Originally, the 340 million share offer was expected to be priced in the $28 to $35 range. In the days before the IPO, the issue price jumped to $38. The quantity of shares increased 25%. It looks like most of the incremental shares came from early Facebook insiders cashing out, which is not a good sign during an IPO. The theoretical plan by the banks underwriting the IPO was that Facebook's shares would rise 5 to 10% above the $38 price by the close of the first day of trading. The stock did open over $42 and rose as high as $45 last Friday. Then the bottom fell out, with the shares closing at $38.23. The news was worse early this week. It fell all the way to $34.03 at the close Monday. In early trading Tuesday, the share prices fell below $31. More bad news hit the market. According to Alistair Barr of Reuters, Facebook's lead underwriters, Morgan Stanley, JPMorgan Chase, and Goldman Sachs, cut their revenue projections for Facebook as they conducted their roadshow to promote Facebook in advance of the IPO. These three banks informed a number of hedge funds and major investors before the IPO, but not the investing public. Is that fair? The underwriting bank's fees for the IPO totaled $176 million. In return, the underwriters guaranteed that all of the shares would sell at the stated price, standing ready to purchase some themselves if necessary. Researcher Sam Hamada estimated that the underwriters were stuck purchasing $380 million of Facebook stock last Friday to fulfill their guarantees. In effect, these banks had to pay out more than $200 million above the fees they would receive. So, shares of Morgan Stanley, JPMorgan Chase, and Goldman Sachs all fell on Monday. With the latest expectations that the previous week's JPMorgan Chase derivatives losses will exceed $5 billion instead of the original $2 billion, the values of paper assets have again been clobbered by the growing Facebook fiasco. Don't be surprised if major behind-the-scenes manipulation tactics are used to support the share prices. From the U.S. government's perspective, propping up these entities is necessary to stem further panic among investors in paper assets. Uncle Sam definitely doesn't want them to abandon stocks, bonds, and currencies and replace them with purchases of tangible assets like physical gold and silver. That's it for this time. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for being a good listener.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.